According to the lunar calendar, we're now officially in the year 4713, and to celebrate the Lunar New Year, Korean-American communities around the U.S. hold a street festival called Jishin Balki. It means to step on the earth spirits. A troupe of Korean drummers go from store to store, performing rituals to stamp bad spirits back into the ground and usher in good luck. Kyungjin Lee has more from Koreatown in Los Angeles.
Thank you all for coming today!
Before the Korean folk drummers start their day-long street festival, MC Han Kim gives a pep talk.
It is you guys that bring out good fortune of this year for our neighbors, for the whole entire world, because we are Ghostbusters in a sense. We're here to call in the good spirits, the good energy, the good fortune for everyone in our community. And we do it loud and proud, right?
Once they get going, you can't miss them marching down the main thoroughfares in LA's Koreatown.
Right.
Kim leads the drummers from shop to shop and shouts for the store owners to greet them.
Jin, Jin, 문 여서 복 들어가게 문 여서.
Jin, Jin, 문 여서 복 들어가게 문 여서.
When the owner of a nail salon comes out, Kim goes into a spiel to encourage prosperity in the coming year.
You have a friend that's just complaining about how their fingertips look. Where do you recommend her to go? Yes, you tell her to go to Miyu, because they're the one and only best in Koreatown. Thank you for inviting us to wish you a blessing. Oh, thank you so much. And let's give them a good luck to them, all right? Cha!
Jishin Balki stretches back hundreds of years in Korea and is still practiced there in certain communities. When student activists in the South Korean democracy movement began to immigrate to the U.S. in the 1980s, they repurposed the event to fundraise for their cause. It started in the San Francisco Bay Area and quickly spread to other cities with large Korean-American populations. But in the beginning, it wasn't so popular because of its ties to political activities.
If you go to like 15 stores, about 2 to 3 would greet you. And others would say, I'm not giving money to you, you commie.
Changwoo Nam has played Korean drums here for more than 25 years. He says Jishin Balki gained momentum right after the 1992 Rodney King riots in L.A. The Korean-American business community suffered disproportionately. They accounted for almost half of L.A.'s $1 billion loss in damaged or destroyed property.
The Jishin Balki is from 93. It became a very community thing where they welcomed all these young Korean drumming folks, reminding Koreans of their Koreanness and Korean communityness, because they realized that communities do need to help come together and to celebrate its identity.
And drummer Han Kim says the idea of togetherness and community building is a core theme of Korean drumming philosophy.
You can't just play one instrument, doesn't sound good. All the instruments have to come together to play, and that creates the harmony. So it's all about just play, everyone playing together. And so I feel it's a symbol to world peace.
In a neighborhood as dense and diverse as Koreatown, Changwoo Nam says the drummers' reach far exceeds the several dozen businesses they visit.
They love to see community reaction to their drumming, people dancing, people singing, people making silly noises, people yelling things. And so that's all part of it.
Tired but invigorated, the drummers wrap up around dusk. They celebrate with dinner and an after party, and more singing, dancing, and drumming. For The World, I'm Kyungjin Lee in LA's Koreatown.
That's all for us today here at The World from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We're back with you tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the PRI Trust for Innovation, which enables informed risk-taking in the creation of new content for public radio. Donors to the Trust include the Tagney-Jones Family Fund and the Rose Family Fund. By the Skoll Foundation, supporting innovative solutions to the world's most pressing problems with the Skoll Award for Social Entrepreneurship. More at skoll.org. By the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Catherine Harris and the Hegart Foundation, John and Caroline Ballantyne, Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation, and Michael V. and Anne Cerisi, and by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives. GatesFoundation.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.